Hi, it's Haley from the newest Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in Oak Creek. Come see me today. Haircuts are just $20. Lady Jane's, Oak Creek on Howell Ave, just south of Puth Road. Walk in anytime, 7 days a week, even Sundays. Lady Jane's, it's wicked awesome.
For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust.
Live from the Gruber Law Office, One Call, That's All Studios at Radio City.
It's a party, baby.
This is Scalzo and Brust. Presented by Bud Light.
It's a party, baby.
On 94.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
It's a party, baby. Woo! It's a party, baby.
Happy Wednesday! Kind of. That's a twist. Welcome into Scalzo and Brust across ESPN Wisconsin. Ben Brust here alongside Eric Name. It's about time I got rid of Justin Garcia. I had him
absolutely, yes.
Friday, Monday, yeah. And Tuesday. You can imagine.
That's a lot.
I mean, my back is hurting.
No, it's a lot of Garcia.
It's hurting.
That's a lot of Justin Garcia.
Eric Name from The Athletic in with me. Josh DiMaggio running the show. I will get to some comments made by Dario Melendez, who was the cousin sub for Homer and Tony. I've never heard more outrageous statements in 2 hours in my life. One in particular we will hit on.
I enjoy that you just set that up as though it's a press conference. Like, I will address yes. all of your concerns.
I know I was not at OTAs, but let's start here. I'm happy to be at camp. I'm here. I'm fully committed.
Oh, for sure.
Matt LaFleur and I have texted all the last month. I was basically at it. We FaceTimed. We were at practice. He showed me the guys running yeah. around. I was basically
cool.
there.
Yeah.
But I'm going to sulk a little bit for a second.
Sure. Do your thing, man.
If I may. Because I did wish myself good luck ending the show yesterday. Nobody...
I mean, that is a Ben Brust move.
It's very much a move. I also wanted to represent Greg Scalzo, because Greg Scalzo and myself, we had the opportunity in 2018 to play in the American Family Championship Pro-Am.
Okay.
And our pro lost 2 golf balls, contributed 0 net birdies or better to our score, and we won the Pro-Am. So there's a tradition on the Scalzo and Brust program to go to the Pro-Am and, you know,
win.
At least,
yeah,
win, baby, win. And unfortunately, I think we all kind of looked outside at some point today.
Yeah.
If you didn't, good for you. That probably means you're, I don't know.
I don't think it's good
for you either. Yeah. Unless you're on a day off and you chose to, but...
No.
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 I don't see a good situation.
I'll move past that. So, the radar's not great. And Josh, you know I love reading the radar in the studio.
Yeah, Matt, where's the storm right now?
Right now, it's in Lake Michigan. It is past us. And so the lucky fine folks, and I'm very excited for them, the afternoon groups got a shotgun at 3 o'clock. I'd say half the groups this morning got to play some holes.
Okay.
I got 5 holes in because we were the first group off with Rocco Mediate, great guy, wearing shorts.
Why not?
Smoking a cigar at 7:20.
What a life.
Well, I was going to say, you could say why not again, but what a life is good for that too. FaceTime and his kids, like, great yeah. guy. Like, last day of school, you know, obviously got work to
right.
do, but provided for the family and having a great time. But he felt as if, you know, everyone else did on the course. Like, what the bleep? Like,
right.
let's, come on. He likes coming to the AmFam Championship. Madison's a great city.
Yeah.
But nobody can control Mother Nature. So we were forced to come in because they were starting to puddle up. And they mm-hmm. said thunder and lightning. It never thundered and lightning. But
You make things up to get people off the course.
I'm okay with it.
Sure.
I know people paid a lot of money. I feel bad for those people because I was a guest.
Right.
So I was just happy to be there and... Eric, $500 to the pro shop? Like, I feel like a new man. I got a new wardrobe today.
Oh,
that's nice.
No.
What do you mean, oh no, Josh?
Now that's all I'm going to see you in for months.
Well, luckily, there's 2 pullovers. Those are the ones, as you know, I'm Benny Pullover.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Those are the ones you'll see. The others were golf clothes that were much needed.
Okay.
Which we should golf together at Fairways of Woodside, Josh.
Let's go. I'm in.
I know you are. Eric Golfer?
Yeah.
All right, you're not in. So we
you can stay home.
We bellied up to the bar. It was a little bit early to belly up for alcohol, which on a weekend I would probably say different.
Sure.
Knowing
Saturday would have been fine. Even if you took Friday off, that would have been fine.
Totally. Even if you took Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday off, I still would say it's fine.
Right. That's fine.
So we played 6-5-4, a dice bar game for a good hour and a half. I kept score on a post-it note. We probably played 50 plus times, but there was only four of us, so sure. It went fairly quick. And one guy ended up winning $40.
It's not bad.
Not bad for a dollar roll, and then we moved it up to $2 and sure. High rollers at the dice bar games. And it just got me thinking, 800-990-3776. Again, 800-990-3776. That's our First Midwest Bank talk and text line. First Midwest Bank, a division of Old National Bank. What is the best thing to do to pass time? For me today, it was bar dice. I would say another go-to, and it could be in any situation. For you, Eric, I imagine it's an air travel. Euchre's a big one. I don't know Sheep's Head. Everyone claims it's better.
Sure.
But I'm Euchre. Do you have go-to time-passing techniques?
So card games are interesting because my family took them very seriously. Like, very seriously. Like, there was money involved, and it was going to be, like, very serious hands. So when I was, like, 7 or 8, I was like,
yeah. Where are you in the family order?
I'm, like, young.
Okay.
Even, like, among cousins and everything, like, I'm on, like, the younger end. So
was that good for you or bad for you?
I mean, it meant I got beat up a lot, which I think made me like tougher.
I meant in the card games.
No, I understand. We gotta paint the whole picture. So what would always happen is like they would play cards and I'd be like, I want to play. And they'd be like, no, you idiot. You don't know the rules. Like, you're screwing up the flow of the game. You don't know what you're doing. Like, you have to get out. Like, Eric cannot play. So I am awful at all card games because I never got to play. I never got to play them when I was a kid because my uncles would be furious.
How old are you?
I'm a grown man. I'm 31 years old.
I'm the same age as you. It's never too late to learn some of these games. Are you that owned by your family that you?
No, I mean, I just
you're that like oh but, little but Eric's you, not gonna play with
childhood
us.
Childhood trauma.
Hey, if you want to set up a nice Saturday where you teach me cards, that'd be great. I'd love to.
Sounds like a blast.
Yeah, no. Like,
see? So that's why it doesn't happen, because no one wants to do this.
I mean, if it naturally occurred, like if you were with me at the Pro-Am today,
right,
and you were like, and you told me the sob story, and a tear sure. came out of your eye because all the cousins
many
dads and
came.
Uncles
yeah.
never taught you cards.
Absolutely.
I would gladly teach you Euchre because you got to pass it on. Because no joke,
right.
The year that we won the Pro-Am in 2018, we don't tell a lot of people
cool.
this, it was a 9-hole Pro-Am because of a rain delay.
Mm.
So we left the Pro-Am to go to a local establishment, and that is the day I learned how to play Euchre. And so that was when I was age 27, 28.
So this is what we're getting to. This is ideal past the time material. Like cards.
Absolutely.
Cards are great.
Cards are 100% great. I don't know what's the one where it looks like a racetrack and you got the little thing.
Cribbage.
Cribbage. Do you know cribbage?
No.
Do you know anything?
No. I'm worthless. I'm absolutely
what
worthless.
What do you know?
You can play a game Nothing. Of Uno,
Basketball.
I imagine.
I know how to play Uno. Yep.
Who does? A monkey could play Uno. Reverse. Four.
Hey, that's wild.
Why?
There
yeah.
it is. I did it.
Uno's a good time passer. I wouldn't rule it out.
Uno's a good game.
It's universal, and that's what makes it, because I'm much like Eric, and a lot of it's because I don't want to spend the time, because most times this happens, there's drinks being involved. So me focusing on one person who's explaining the rules of cribbage to me, I've tried. It didn't work out. It didn't work for me.
Yeah, here's the thing. And all I ask for someone who's trying to learn is, like, you have to want to learn. Like, if you want sure. to learn, you'll learn. But if you are the person who's like, I've never played Euchre, and then I try and teach you one mock hand, and you, like, kind of say, oh, it's complicated, I give up, what's a trump? Then I'm just like, all right, you're a lost cause, and you're never going to learn, and that's on you. So all I ask, Eric, is
and
when
And now
we...
I'm getting bullied again. I don't know how this
no,
happened.
No, no.
Josh, I'm getting bullied. I'm going to cry a
he
little
literally,
bit.
I'm
done.
There is a tear tears streaming down his face right now.
Just getting bullied.
As long as you're willing, I feel like this is meant to be. I feel like
I think at some point this summer, we'll make this happen.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we're going to have plans to go to the McGillicuddy's patio.
Sure.
And unfortunately, it might rain. And we're going to make our way back there anyway. But for the time killing, we could go and teach Josh. We can teach Eric life skills. This is like when your dad tells you, hey, you better be good at golf one day for business.
Right.
Right? You need the skills of cards.
I'm happy to learn. I'm a willing learner.
And I hear it in your voice.
Competitive. Like, you know how it is.
Yes. Did your dad tell you you needed to get good at golf for business?
Yeah. Huh. No, I don't even know if my dad did. I think that's just a thing that, like, people say, right? It's like an old adage, right? You know, more business is done on... Yeah, I mean, Josh, you're not in business.
You don't do business. I'm a businessman.
Business guy. Business boy over there.
Josh, when's the last time you wore a suit?
2014, 13.
Business guy.
The last wedding I stood up in, probably. No, 2016.
That was probably a rental. From like,
it was
exactly not a business.
I don't own
guy.
A suit. No, don't.
800-990-3776. Again, 800-990-3776. Best things to do to kill time. Euchre's up there. I even went up north, and this is something. This is like a revelation for me. Bar dice is like a Wisconsin thing.
Correct.
100% of Wisconsin
only
thing.
Only Wisconsin, yes.
Just like lightning and knockout is only a Wisconsin thing?
Yes.
I hate that so much. Not the dice thing. For some reason, calling it lightning when 90% of the country calls it knockout, why don't you just adapt?
What? How dare you?
What do you mean adapt?
See, to what? Adapt to what?
I mean, I've adapted a lot of Wisconsin things because I love Wisconsin. I live in Wisconsin.
It's not cornhole.
Who calls it cornhole?
A lot of people do. That's what it's called on... Isn't that the tour?
The official tour is cornhole.
Well, that's not the official tour, then. The official tour should be bags.
So you're with us. I'm not changing on lightning.
Mm.
I mean...
Have you gotten to Bubbler yet?
No.
You won't go?
Where did Bubbler start from? There's no bubbles!
Sure there is. How do you think that water...
Bubbles out.
Yeah.
No, bubbles out.
No, it squirts out.
That's what she said.
You know what game I've found that's a card game that's pretty easy for people to learn, and it even comes with...
War? Do you know War, Eric?
No. It even comes with...
This poor Eric who didn't play card games with the
game. I do. Yep, I got it.
Even comes with little cards to teach people the rules who are new to it. It's Monopoly Deal. It takes about 15 minutes.
Yes, I'm so happy you
brought it. I can play that game nonstop. It's so much fun.
Agreed. And Monopoly stinks.
The worst.
Monopoly is a game that absolutely
board games
stinks.
Dorks.
JD from Fondy chimes in on the First Midwest Bank Talk and Text Line.
Don't
First Midwest
Monopoly.
Bank, a division of Old National. Not even anything other than Monopoly. He loves it so much, he just wanted everyone to know it's Monopoly.
I don't think anybody's ever finished a game of Monopoly.
It stinks.
And if you say you did, you're a liar.
Monopoly Deal is like Monopoly on steroids.
Yes.
It's incredible. Yeah, no, I agree. You can knock out a game in like 15 minutes.
Two people at the same time texted the same thing, and now it's another weird, like, only in one place thing. I'll tell you what that is next, but I also want to continue to hear from you, the Scalzo and Brust family, 800-990-3776. Again, 800-990-3776. Could be in a rain delay, could be in a travel delay. Your best ways to kill time. Today was bar dice for me. Won $3, and I donated it to the loser who was a college kid.
Man, what a guy.
What a guy. Well, $3 to the college kid. $3 to the college kid is like $20.
Benny Business just giving away his money.
$3 to a college kid is not $20.
Businessman. More Scalzo and Brust presented by Bud Light next.
You're listening to Bud Light, Scalzo and Brust.
I got a knocking in my knee that I wobbled in my walk, and I'm trembling.
Weird song choice?
Yeah, I'm a little... This isn't a normal John Perplex right now, Josh. Did you hit the random...
Sorry.
Josh, mute yourself!
I just wanted to tell you guys that I got a little bit of a sneeze to happen there. Because it sounded weird. I started to talk and I stopped. It's a dramatic effect. Ever heard of it? We're entertainers.
Subscribe and listen to full show podcasts available free on Apple, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm no longer sulking. I can't control Mother Nature. The Scalzo and Brust family does not get an AmFam Championship Pro-Am victory. Although we were 6-under through 5.
Did you get to hang a banner for that? Like, would there be a banner here in the One Call That's All studios? Like,
it's not a bad idea. It's not a bad idea.
We've celebrated less.
So I was going to say, we celebrate anything we can celebrate. And so, knowing that there was half the groups that didn't even get to tee off this morning, and we got 5 holes in and we're 6-under through 5, I think by default...
And this, hang the banner.
This is the best part about who I played with, is he actually texted the tournament director for the Pro-Am and asked, like, so, like, are we winners? Because we were 6-under through 5. So I respect the hustle.
Absolutely.
Then we could have had 2 banners up here for the Pro-Am championship. And so I had to kill a ton of time, played 6-5-4, love some bar dice... And we ask you best ways to pass time. And let's go to Don and Son, Prairie 800-990-3776, First Midwest Bank talk and text line. First Midwest Bank, a divisional national. Don, welcome into the program. How are you?
We're good, guys. Yeah, if there's a board available, good game of darts, cricket, 301.
I'm with you.
Great way to pass some time.
If I had to choose between cards and darts, I'm choosing darts every single time.
Yeah, I'm a competitor.
Thanks for the call.
It's not athletic, but it's sort of athletic.
Yeah, like, I like the way you phrase that because
I'm not running around. Like, I'm not going to get
a
sweat.
It's a skill.
It's a skill,
sure.
But it's a casual skill.
Yes. I can have a beer in my left hand while I'm throwing a dart
with my right hand. It has to be on a cork board, and I need to be writing down on the side either the 301 or cricket.
Is a cork board, like, has to be metal tip?
Yes, with the metal tip.
Wow, you are a snobby dart player.
Well, yeah, nobody likes those where it can bounce off at you.
But beggars can't be choosers. Yeah. Like, how many bars are you going to where, like, they have metal tips and a nice board ready to go?
Quite a few, honestly.
Did you play darts on my metal?
I did when my girlfriend... Oh, no, not that time. When my girlfriend was cutting your hair, I was tossing a few up there.
Well, that was my 30th birthday. I don't puke often. I never puke. It's actually one of my favorite traits I get to brag about is I'm not a puker. So I don't know why I outed myself. When I was getting a haircut from your girlfriend, you were playing darts?
Yeah, not like I was just kind of tossing them, standing there and just trying to get as close.
What'd you think of the Bud Light dartboard?
It was really nice. I loved it. If you're playing a bar game, which one are you picking? Like, any of them all together?
So I got darts, shuffleboard, pool... what other bar games are there? I mean, pull tabs, does that count? Because that's just me.
It's good enough.
Yeah, I mean, we had a good one last weekend.
Yeah. You guys won a... what was your pull tab win?
$500.
You guys won a 5 hondo? I've won once in my life. It was like 2 summers ago. And I felt like I won the lottery.
Were you not here for it?
Are you trying to, like, make me feel bad?
No, I asked my girlfriend for money. She said no, and then she finally acquiesced just to get me off her case. And then I won $500. Eric pulled $500 from that 15.
Did you guys split it?
No.
We didn't split it. We covered their drinks.
So here's what you got to do. My buddy and I, we went into the pull tab buying process saying, hey, let's each put in $40, and whoever wins, you split it, no matter what. You got to do that next time.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. We just didn't.
I bet you benefited. I feel like Joshy probably bought some rounds.
I believe your drinks were covered. Yeah.
Drinks were picked up. Food was picked up as well.
Yes. Wow. Like, what a guy. Maybe you are a businessman.
Just making some deals out here.
I felt bad, though, because we had planned to leave, and we pretty much won the money, because that was the main impetus behind being like, I don't want to play pull tabs, but I just wanted to, you know, you see the pull tabs, you get the itch.
Of course.
And then we kind of paid the tabs and then just left.
Hey, I was still happy to have my drinks paid for, my food paid for, and then I had a great time after you left, so it was all good.
I feel like I need to get this out there because I've talked about a lot with the bar dice. Friend of show DP chimes in. Ship Captain Crew is more of the name of 6-5-4. Ship Captain Crew. So if I'm saying 6-5-4 and you only know it as Ship Captain Crew, now we have...
I don't know either, really.
It's the same game. I'm just saying 6-5...
Right. I don't know what game you're technically talking about.
Oh.
And I don't know if it's really good for us to describe it on the radio.
Yeah, nothing like describing how to play a game when Eric Name, who's in for Greg Scalzo, couldn't get his family to teach him cards at age 31.
Yeah, no.
Like you're forever known as the 7-year-old in their brain.
Absolutely.
That
they
wanted to play
past it.
They wanted to play cards. There must be some jealousy deep rooted.
I mean, honestly, they probably knew I was going to come in and take all their money. Like, they're like, we can't have this kid in here.
And with that, I've learned today that bar dice is specifically a Wisconsin thing. Josh from Heartland and Connor in the 5-0s literally texted at the exact same time. In Minnesota, they call duck, duck, goose, duck, duck, gray duck.
Yeah.
What?
Stinks. The worst.
What?
Also,
name doesn't even, like, go.
No.
Good off the tongue. Duck, well, duck, goose. Duck, duck.
That's what she
gray
said.
Duck.
I mean, so that's the tough part is I want a one-syllable word to yell. Like,
yes.
Gray duck.
I'm going to smack you and I'm going to yell goose. That goes out quick. I'm on the move. Gray duck? I got to do 2 syllables? I don't have time for that.
Is there a Joshy, you're the animal guy of the show.
Yeah.
Is a gray duck a duck that's looked down upon by regular ducks?
I think what it's going for there is it's the standout. A goose amongst ducks would be like the standout and the outsider. So the gray duck would be a duck that's colored differently.
And is a gray duck a real duck?
I'm sure that's the case. I'll look into the gray
duck
phenomenon.
You know, blue duck.
But now we're talking about recess games, and that's got me considering all sorts of options.
That's a whole different route. Mac from Neshota chimes in. Some good life advice. Don't take life advice from Ben Brust.
Whoa.
I feel like today I've offered Eric Name actually decent life advice.
What was it?
I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like you yelled at me some. I don't know if that was like...
I think the life advice I gave is that I'm willing to help you learn cards.
Okay, I'll take it.
It's not advice. It's just offering
just
up services.
It's just being a good friend.
Yeah, Mac, if I said anything that is bad advice, please chime in. Otherwise, you have me lost here.
So, Ben, I cover the Bucks, right, at the Athletic. Right now, there's draft workouts.
Cool.
And one thing I wanted to ask you about is... how many draft workouts did you do in the process?
I did one for the Milwaukee Bucks.
That was it?
That was it.
Oh, my gosh.
Now they're sending, and this isn't me, I swear to God, like being like, oh, poor me, I didn't get a bunch of draft workouts. They send 8 guys to workouts now.
So the reason why I asked is because, I don't even know how to word this, it's going to be a little bit offensive, but that's okay. You'd have been, I feel like you're the perfect guy to be good enough to get draft workouts, but they don't actually want to draft you. You're just good enough to give them a good, solid look for like the guys that they actually want to draft. It's like, hey, we got this first-round point guard that we want in, but we need like...
Eric cry in the first segment. Now he's making me cry.
But like in my head, I was like, I bet you Ben did like 20 of them. Like he was in there all the time.
Trust me.
I don't know who is like the top point guard in 2013, like Shane Larkin or something. Like Benny's in there like going 94 feet with Shane Larkin.
I mean... Like, My agency, I was with like Marcus Smart.
Okay.
But trust me, when it was scout day at Wasserman for the agency where they had all the pre-draft guys, there was one court on half court and there was another half court. And I looked in the stands and I saw all the logos and guess where all the logos were looking?
I'd guess the other ones.
Yeah, where Marcus Smart was jumping higher than I could ever imagine I could jump. Those were my aha moments were that pre-draft workout in which Marcus Smart and I forget who else was working out, guys bigger named than myself, were getting all the looks from those guys. And then the closeout and when I got closed out on by Giannis Antetokounmpo. And that was the moment, Eric, where it was like, I could literally put this ball down, walk off the floor, and start my next career because I know I will never make it. I will never make it in the NBA. The other moment, you ready for this one?
Sure.
You know my game. We've played pickup together. Yep. My whole entire career, I am a short combo. I'm not even a combo guard. I am a 2 guard. Yeah. I am not a point guard.
Correct.
Bucks Summer League. Jason Kidd is the coach. I'm a point guard. and I'm coming off ball screens. I'm actually playing well.
Right.
But he takes me through, like, looks and, like, reads as if, like, I'm a point guard. And I'm like, he has no idea who I am. He has no idea what I'm good at. This is writing on the wall. Writing on the wall. So I guess I've had a lot more aha moments. Sure. It also could be the fact that I held hands with the person that was next to me on the bench, mostly saying I didn't play in summer league.
Yeah, oh, no, gotcha. I got it.
Unfortunately, it was Jabari Parker, Giannis Antetokounmpo in his second year. Yep. They had a second round pick, Johnny O'Brien, Nate Walters, who was young. Mm-hmm. So when you got, like, you saw the Milwaukee Bucks summer team last year, summer league team. Jordan Wara might be the only one that was on. Was Sandro? Did Sandro play?
Yes, Sandro played.
Regardless, there was a lot more opportunity for guys versus
lots
like,
of opportunity.
There was four guys that were going to play significant minutes for a young Milwaukee Bucks team. So,
dang, I was really hoping you were going to be like, "Yeah, man, I was the workout guy," because I thought that was like that had Benny Buckets written all over.
I was fine being the workout guy for the Bucks that one time though.
Sure,
as well,
of course.
The media came, they asked me questions. Like I had the Bucks like logos behind me. I had my moment, Eric.
Yeah.
I had my moment. And I have an assist to Giannis in Summer League that will live in my legacy forever.
Famous.
And obviously. I will forever tell my kids I was the last cut in training camp before the 15-man roster.
Absolutely. Why wouldn't you?
Exactly. And also, why wouldn't I go get some Blake's Hard Cider? Wait, why wouldn't I? I would. I'm going to, and I have. Festival Foods, Woodman's, Total Wine, Pick and Save. You got Riley's. Well, here's the best part. It's locally owned, and all the products are sourced from local and organic places. It's gluten-free. They just released their Rainbow Seeker and Passion Seeker, part of their Kinder series. And you think about that. We just need to be kinder as a society. We don't need Eric Name coming on Scalzo and Brust reminding me of all the aha moments of why I had no chance of making the NBA.
That's on me.
Oh, wait, another aha moment was when I sat through the second round of the NBA draft and watched film of a lot of the European guys in gyms that I actually played in overseas in Lithuania.
Right.
Porzingis might have been one of them. They released their Rainbow Seeker, Passion Seeker, their Kinder series for Pride Month, where a portion of the proceeds are donated. So Blake's Hard Cider, get it at Pick and Save. You get it at Festival Foods, Total Wine, Woodman's. Check it out. That was a trip down memory lane. For good or for bad.
I just found an interview with you, but the link's broken. So it says it says Ben Brust at Summer League, and it actually features a tweet of yours excited to play Summer League with the Bucks! 2 exclamation points.
Nice.
But I bet you the article, Josh, was simply an article about who made the roster and a screen grab of the tweet. What a fitting way to go to
the,
one
the
or zero.
The tweet is one of those live ones somehow.
What do you mean?
It's your current background and everything. So it's like a link.
Full on hyperlink.
Yeah.
How do we get that fixed?
Delete the tweet. See what happens.
Wait, it was my tweet?
Yeah.
Oh, man. We got some digging to do here today. Send me that tweet. 1 or 0 coming up next on Scalzo and Brust. We'll talk a little Aaron Rodgers and the Packers and their mandatory mini camps.
You're listening to Bud Light Scalzo and Brust.
So that was the last full book you read?
Oh, 1,000%. Yes.
In high school, you believe?
Yeah, so that would have been 2010 when I graduated.
So 10 years ago. It's been
ago.
A decade since you read a full book.
I'm starting to realize that people read books.
Subscribe and listen to full show podcasts available free on Apple, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts. I hate the constant stress
making such a mess. Situations that... This is Scalzo and Brust presented by Bud Light. Eric Name, who's in for Greg Scalzo, just made me relive the past.
Yep.
In which he just told me I wasn't good enough and I'd be a perfect pre-draft team workout guy in the NBA. And that's a compliment, actually.
For sure.
I'll take that.
Absolutely.
It still hurts from everyone's got an ego, right? And you always think, like, you're going to be Michael Jordan, and then eventually you realize you're not going to be Michael Jordan.
I mean, during the break, we were talking about when we play pickup, the fact that I know you're better than me, but I'm still going to try some stuff, and then you can appreciate that fact, and it, like, brings your level up a little bit.
Like, the other day, Eric and I were playing, and it started, like, with the Get Loose games, and then there was, all right, starting to get a little rhythm. All right, I came off a screen. Wait, Eric didn't do what he's been doing the past three games. And I told him, I was like, you went under on purpose, didn't you? Because I was, you know, he saw me curling. Wow, we are basketball nerds. and then next thing you know, like, I step up my game, and I like, start doing different things, different cuts, and you just like, react.
And if I was in better condition, I could be a solid workout guy for you. Like, there's levels to all of this.
Correct. And we all end up
sitting here
at the bar, you know, reminiscing and talking about pickup. We turned into those guys today.
Yep, that's us. That's us.
Real one.
Thank
or
you,
zero.
Josh. One or zero time.
That's the question you have to ask yourself. Are you a yes or a no?
There's no such thing as a gray area. Life is binary. It's just a one or a zero.
So remember when I went back?
you weren't enjoying that, Josh?
Yeah. Well,
it was good. Nope. That's good radio right now.
What happens when I back cut it? Where should he be in position if he's the help side defender?
In 1998, John Elway turned down a chance to buy 20% of the Denver Broncos for $36 million that would have been worth $930 million after today's sale of the Broncos for $4.65 billion. One or zero. You could forgive yourself for missing out on $900 million.
Zero. Zero. Zero.
Zero. My,
that's zero. There's a reason why, like, they got lucky winning the Peyton Manning Super Bowl. Sure. Other than that, the Broncos have kind of been crap.
Yeah.
Like, they've been crap. And I think if he's leading this team and he was unable to make a really good investment back then, this is your guy. This is your guy you're banking on, no pun intended. The guy who missed out on a 300% times investment on that $36 million.
I mean, the tough part is, like, why didn't he do it? Like, my man had just retired in 98. You don't got anything better to do?
Like, I think a lot of it was partially because John Elway, like, in his career only made, like, $40 or $50 million.
I was going to ask, like, what his net worth was.
I think he would have had to find probably some support.
That's fine.
You're going to pay it off in, like, a year.
What I don't understand is
$10 million would have been around $300 million. Yes. You know what I mean?
And what I don't understand is at no point has owning a major sports franchise
ever devalued.
Yeah.
That's I mean, like, unless you had like an XFL franchise. Or
right.
Something.
Right. And the AFL or.
But like, if you're buying in the NFL, it's a safe investment.
The NFL in 98 wasn't going anywhere.
No.
That was an established.
That was prime Ben Bruss playing Blitz 2000 years.
Yeah, for sure.
An important addition.
Yes.
I'm glad you included that.
Which, why I say that is because I bet a lot of our audience was also playing Blitz 2000. Josh, keep going. Just go. I don't want to. Just go.
Last night, I got on the elevator in my apartment building with a person I've had many conversations with, but haven't talked to in 5 or 6 years, and didn't say a word to said person. One or zero, you regularly avoid talking to people you know in public.
Okay, so I have follow-up questions.
Yes,
first.
Same go.
All right, so haven't talked to them in 5 or 6 years. So this is like a past life that you were living, like that you saw them regularly then, but then haven't for five? Like, how did this happen?
This is a person who I think you probably actually know, Eric. We'll talk about that later.
Sure.
I don't want to put that person on blast.
Blast him.
But there was nothing that happened. It was just we used to run in a similar, like, go to the same places circles. A
got
lot.
It.
We had mutual friends and mutual connections. So I've talked to said person quite a few times, but haven't in a long time. Just through no direct action.
Did you guys make eye contact?
No. So I usually don't make eye contact when I get on the elevator.
Then how do you know it was a person?
Well, because when you're in the elevator and you're pretending like you're looking at your phone, you give the other person a peek to see who it is.
Yeah.
You got a peek.
Absolute peek.
I also wouldn't put it past Josh to not peek because you're just like, leave me
I'm
alone.
I'm peeking. And I realized, like,
careful now.
Whoa.
I know that person. And then it's like do I say anything? It's like, nah, I'd rather not do the, hey, I haven't talked to you in a while.
What's the one or zero?
One or zero, you regularly avoid people you know in public.
That's a one.
That's a one for me, too.
For sure.
I actually was at dinner last Thursday. Actually, it might have been Monday. Whenever it was, it doesn't matter. This is a person that we work with.
Love it.
And, like, we haven't really worked together directly, but we obviously know each other. I didn't make eye contact, but I peeked.
Yeah, you got to peek.
I did some peeking. Right by the exit. On my way out.
Absolutely.
Do it. Don't do it. Do it. Don't do it. I'm out of here.
Got it.
No turning back.
For sure. Last Friday, I went to Phoebe Bridgers.
Uh-huh. What's that?
She's a musician.
What's that?
Yeah.
She's a musician.
So she's fantastic. But when I was sitting there, like, waiting for the show to start, her opener was on. I was just drinking beers because that's what you do.
Hell yeah.
You know. So I'm sitting there drinking, and I...
Cool, guys.
I see someone...
You know.
Cool.
Like, so I see someone that I know well, and I was like... I'm like, I'm not in the mood for this. Like, I don't want to... Yeah. I don't actually, like, want to talk to this person.
Thing.
Like, they're, like, 100 feet away, and I can see them.
A
and,
wave?
Like, no, nothing. I turned my back and drank beer and... concentrated
funny
on the
you mention that, Eric. At the establishment we were at together before said concert, there was someone that I knew that I was told was there, and I just avoided looking that direction for the entire portion of the night.
All right, I want to be on record. I now wish I could go back in time and say hi to this person after listening to you guys sound like such babies. I turned my back and I drank my beer because I couldn't make eye contact with the person 100 feet away.
Sometimes you're just not in the mood.
I wasn't in the mood.
One or zero, you small talk.
I'm sorry, teammate, I didn't say hi to.
One or zero, you small talk with people on elevators.
Depends on the mood.
Zero. Big zero. No way. No way.
I'm a one, actually. I'm a one. You could see this.
What's your go-to?
I make it awkward.
Yeah, how do you open?
Like, if they have grocery bags, like, you know, like...
Ooh, cooking some food, huh?
No! You point something out.
You eat, too?
Cool. Ooh, Palermo's pizza! I love the Screaming Sicilian!
Yeah, I do love the Screaming Sicilian. Woo! Baby! Woo. But Joshy, when people see my screaming in the elevator, they talk to me too because it's the mustache pizza. There's a face on the pizza, so you have to talk. You just have to. It's got the secret tomato recipe sauce, the stone-fired buttery crust, all the toppings galore. The mother of meat is my number one on the power rankings. Then we move down to, man, it's been changing a lot. The Supremus Maximus shocked my world. Shocked my world. Then we go Boss Hog, the traditional. Unfortunately, right now, for the Mambo Italiano.
Mambo!
It's number four. But again, this is on, like, there's like 20 of them. And all of them are good. We're grading on, like a, everything's an A curve.
Yeah.
So just to make that clear, the mother of meat, if you love meat, you got to stick that nice piece of sausage into your mouth. You got the thin and crispy Screaming Sicilian pizza. It's amazing. You just like cheese, they got the Bessie's Revenge. They have it all, people. Palermo's Screaming Sicilian pizza. Woo! Find your screaming pleasure in your local grocer's freezer. Aaron freaking Rodgers. He spoke... We react next on Scalzo and Brust, presented by Bud Light.
You're listening to Bud Light, Scalzo and Brust.
I can't get the image out of a full movie theater watching Josh's sex tape.
You guys would be there.
Go, baby, go. I'd be you, Joshy. I'd be cheering my ass off for you.
You good?
Yeah. No.
Painting pictures. It's Picasso. No,
I would be right there next to you, Ben, like right next to you in the seat. Our legs would be touching. And I would push for it to be nominated for Short Film of the Year.
Subscribe and listen to full show podcasts available free on Apple, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's a tease right there, folks. Ben Brust here with Eric Name, who's in for Greg Scalzo. This is Scalzo and Brust, presented by Bud Light. You can call us, you can text us, 800-990-3776. Again, 800-990-3776. That's the First Midwest Bank talk and text line. First Midwest Bank, a division of Old National Bank. Earlier today, got rained out in the AmFam Championship Pro-Am. Played some bar dice, some ship captain crew, some 6-5-4. If you know what that is, great. If you don't, we're not going to get into the details. But we're still asking you, what are your best ways to kill time? Eric, I actually do want this real quick. Your best way to kill time in an airport, because you probably fly a lot with The Athletic for covering the Bucks.
People watching.
people watching. Yeah. You can have that much fun people watching.
Well, typically I just throw in music in my like AirPods and then I'm just looking at weirdos do weird stuff.
Yeah. Isn't it crazy how many weirdos there are out there?
What brings that out of people at the airport? Is that just because you're seeing so many people in a short amount of time? But it feels like people get extra weird at the airport.
That's interesting. I think
that's an interesting question. Also, there's a part of like flying where
stress.
Not even stress, but like you don't really like look like you're going to work. Like you know, you don't dress like you're going to do something.
Honestly, I feel are some of the weirdos. Like if you're going full suit, I'm like, that's not going to be comfortable, my guy. Like I can tell you right now, you're not going to have a good time.
In my old business life,
sure.
I had to fly a couple times just for like a day trip,
right?
Or like a 24-hour trip. So you fly in a suit, and then
oh no, I can understand why it happens, but in my head, I'm thinking like, that's not going to be fun.
You're judging the suit weirdos.
Yeah,
well,
all sorts of weirdos out there.
Someone who's judged a lot of the Green Bay Packers front office and now is talking about how everything's good and dandy is someone by the name of Aaron Rodgers. Here's what he had to say yesterday at mandatory minicamps, his first time speaking to the media in a long time.
As someone who loves this franchise so much, I felt like it was important to share my opinions about certain things and my vision for how this place can continue to improve and get better long after I'm done. And I give Mark and Brian and Russ a lot of credit for that time and those conversations. And the relationships changed, for sure. I mean, it really did. I saw some really positive things with everybody involved. It wasn't like this, in a relationship and your partner's telling you that you're the cause of all the problems. That wasn't what I was doing. There was a lot of issues and potential solutions, and I'm very proud to be a part of the solution, and those three especially were a big part of the solution as well.
This feels to me like the person who tries to take credit for something that didn't do anything in the group project. Because is Aaron Rodgers more about the money or more about leaving Green Bay a better place than he found it? Because right there, he tried to make it seem like he's setting Green Bay up, like he did all the things that he did to make sure that Mark Murphy, Brian Gutekunst, Matt LaFleur, and everyone in the organization, Russ Ball, they're going to be in a much better place now that I've done everything I've done the last 2 years.
I mean, it's preposterous. It just doesn't make any sense. Like, everyone understands that Aaron Rodgers is going to exist and play for as long as Aaron Rodgers is going to exist and play. And then once he's done, who knows what happens?
I'm with you there.
Like, who knows? Like,
Greg Scalzo says he's primed for retirement. I don't know what Aaron's identity is. I think he's searching for an identity off the field.
Sure.
And until he finds that real thing, like, Tom Brady obviously has the TB12, and then he's got the TV deal.
Right.
I don't think Aaron Rodgers is a TV guy. I think we've talked on the show many times and asked the Scalzo and Bros family, what would Aaron Rodgers be if he wasn't playing football? And everyone's like a philosophy professor. Like, that was the majority of answers. And does that not make sense?
Yeah.
I don't think that Aaron Rodgers, a guy that's used to making $42 million a year, is going to want to be a philosophy professor. He's just not. And to me, when you think of the timeline, here's why I agree that it's somewhat preposterous, is that he mentions when they drafted Jordan Love and the year goes by and he has an MVP season. The team's the number one offense in the NFL, the number one red zone team in the NFL. He is the MVP of the league. And he talks about how he threw a wrench in their plans. Talking about the front office, how could one stand up and say that he was always about setting Green Bay up for the future when he talks about throwing a wrench in the management's plans? It literally, I'm going to go all Zoolander. I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
To be fair, the immediate future he set up pretty well.
Yes.
Like, as long as he's there.
The Packers are better with Aaron Rodgers.
He set that up, like, so it's just a matter of, like, when he's gone. Like, when he disappears, then they're not set up in any way.
Yeah, the fourth year voided year and all the cap space that they moved for him to be front loaded these couple years.
No, it's absolutely insane. Like it just does not make any sense. And I enjoyed listening to that clip when he was like, you know, it wasn't like, you know, when you're in a relationship and you say that you're the cause of all the problems. It wasn't like that. Has anyone ever made a hypothetical that they've struck down and that not been exactly what it was? Like, that's an easy way in your brain to be like, oh yeah, it's not like this happened. No, no, no. It's not like I had 10 beers and passed out. No, I wouldn't do that. Are you serious? No.
Sometimes I've learned recently, and you know, again, us old wise people here on the show right now, is that you start believing something that isn't actually true, and that's all you know.
Right.
And I actually think like he's at that point. To say that he, like, again, I'm going to say that out loud. It was always about setting the Green Bay Packers up for a better future. What of it? 800-990-3776. What of Aaron Rodgers' actions the last 4 years has helped set the Green Bay Packers up for a better future?
Literally, like, the only way I can, like, think of it is if he wants to take credit for inspiring moves to spite him. Like, you know, they were so desperate.
That is a roundabout way to spite me
that they went ahead and started thinking about the future just to spite me. Like, that would be the only way.
Mark Murphy, Brian Gutekunst, and Russ Ball had a meeting and they said, here's how we're gonna make it work. We're gonna spite Aaron Rodgers. He's gonna get upset, and then we're gonna cause this whole thing so that we could get better as a management team, because Aaron's gonna want us to, and then we're gonna give him money.
I think the most interesting thing here is I believe that Aaron Rodgers believes 100% what he said, that he was setting the Packers up, and it wasn't a personal endeavor for him to get an extension to get all that money. Like, it seems like he thinks that's what he's doing, when we all know that Aaron Rodgers wanted to stick it to Goody, wanted to stick it to Russ Ball,
stick it everybody,
and Mark Murphy, that, hey, I'm not declining. You're not replacing me. I'm picking the end of my career, and I'm doing it right here in Green Bay.
Put it on the poll, Josh, on Twitter, at Scalzo and Brust. Aaron Rodgers says, the last couple of years has been all about setting Green Bay up for a better future. Do you believe him? Yes or no? I am very, 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 very curious on results. Steve chimes in. Who's ever putting these names in the talk and text line? Can we get more than Steve? There's a lot of Steves in the
Steves
world. Missed the first part of the show. Did we talk about Aaron's new girlfriend, Blue? Is this a thing?
I didn't know this.
Huh?
Yeah, Josh, do some digging. Blue is spelled by Steve, B-L-U. I don't know how credible Steve is, but we will find out. And we will also be back in 2 minutes here on Scalzo and Brust, presented by Bud Light. I'm in a predicament, and I need the Scalzo and Brust family's help. I also need Eric Name and Josh DiMaggio's help, because they're going to the set event where I need help with. We'll talk about that next on Scalzo and Brust, presented by Bud Light. We'll be back in 2 minutes.